Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
There's something different about the way you see my mind. You keep me honest in ways that I never thought I'd lie. And when I try to run, you reel me back in line. You are the remedy, you're my safety net, you're mine.
Si te gusta la salsa, el merengue, la bachata, los clásicos latinos o el reggaetón, sintonícese a La Hora del Sazón con Talia. Soy Talia, todos los sábados por la noche a las 8 de la noche en WYXR 91.7 FM.
My name is Amarianne Stone and I am a fifth grader at Freedom Preparatory Academy. You're tuned into WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hi, my name is Chastity Salisbury. I am a fifth grader from Freedom Preparatory Academy Charter School. You are tuning into WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
hola. Bienvenidos a La Hora del Sazón con Talia here on WYXR 91.7 FM. Estamos aquí en la estación con Stephanie Medina desde Nashville. Está aquí acompañándonos. Stephanie, ¿cómo estás?
Hola, hola. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you for inviting me. It's nice to be in the station with you.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, because last time I remember I sent in the recording. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to actually be in person.
Yeah, I'm excited. You're here this weekend and then you're coming back. Well, I don't want to tell them. You tell us. Why are you coming back to Memphis?
Yeah.
And when?
Well, aside from just loving Memphis, and, you know, I've got a solid community of friends here, too. But I'm coming back next weekend to play at Central Station on Friday, November 1st. So I'm really excited about that.
What time? So we can join
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it starts at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And my guess it's probably going to go till 12, 1. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited. Our listeners will be there supporting you as well. And because you're part of our station. You're WYXR family.
I feel like I've had so many friends that have shows or have had shows. And so I feel really honored to have been able to either come and just hang out at the station when they're doing their shows or to guest on some of the shows or just play music alongside mm-hmm. friends. So yeah, it's a great community. I love WYXR.
And you came, I wish everybody could see, but you came with records tonight.
I did.
You play everything, cumbia, salsa, you mix it up.
Yeah.
What do we have tonight?
So tonight I brought some of my salsa records, a little bit of cumbia, and then some just like tropical music
mm-hmm.
and some bullerengues, which I'm excited to share.
I'm excited to hear the bullerengues.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been doing some just reading up on the genre, and it originated in the Caribbean coast of Colombia and Panama. And so it's this really beautiful call and response with mm-hmm. a lot of African rhythms, influence, and very like tribal-like percussion. And the lyrics are really beautiful. So I'm excited to share some of that. But yeah, I brought a compilation album to start with that is by this DJ and producer that I really like. Her name is Coco Maria, or she goes by Coco Maria. So this is one of her compilation albums called Club Coco. It's on the Bongo Joe label. So I'm excited to share.
Well, I'm excited. Should we start with Coco?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Están escuchando WYXR, La Hora del Sazón con Talia, and DJ Stephanie Medina, who's joining us here in person. Y vamos a escuchar una variedad de música esta noche. So, Memphis, baila.
camion.
WIXR, Laura del Sazón con Talia. And here we have guest DJ Stephanie Medina all the way from Nashville. She is playing a mix of everything in the background. I think we had El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico. Or is that coming up? Or
I pulled that one out, but I actually just played... It's another compilation record that I have that I picked up in New York. It's titled Heijo Wawanko. I will try to describe the album cover, because as soon as I saw this photo at the record shop, I was like, oh, I have to pick that up. But it's a black and white photo of two couples dancing, and they're like right in the middle of a spin. It's described as rare and reissued salsa jams from the Speed and Fonseca catalog. So that song, this last song we just heard, was called Yemaha by the Kent Gomez Orchestra.
What year was that from? Does it say?
It says I don't know if it says for that song in particular, but it seems like the whole catalog is from 1968 to 1969.
Nice. And it's Hey Ho Guanaco.
Yeah, Guanaco.
Andale. So they're a band, I'm reading about it, from El Salvador. A mixture of El Salvadoreños, and along with that, they have el significado de guanaco, un término coloquial usado para referirse a los salvadoreños.
Oh, yo no sabía eso. I didn't know that.
That is, I like it. Yeah, I'm looking at the cover. It is very empowering para la comunidad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the back of the album reads that the vintage photo of the salsa dancers on the cover of the LP, and you can almost hear the people shouting, Hey ho, guaguanco. And you can see them joyously twirling and moving their waist gracefully to the clave patterns, brass stabs, and conga beats.
I love it. Yeah, I know. I'm over here reading. It's saying that the term guanaco es un símbolo de orgullo nacional. So it's a symbol of national pride for El Salvador.
Oh, qué bonito.
Yeah. Inicialmente tenía una connotación negativa, but now it's like
empowering. They took their, yeah, reclaiming it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So you played earlier, tell us, because I know we went through two or three songs in between.
Yeah. So let's see if I can remember what all I played here. Some of it's over here. I played a couple of songs off of that Coco Maria compilation album. And yeah, the ones that I played off of that were Cumbia del Asilo was the first song we started with by Frente Cumbiero. I don't know too much about some of the groups on here because it is, with it being a compilation, there's a lot of different groups and artists on here. But I really love Coco's selections. And the second song we played was actually off of a different album by Los Teríficos. And that song was called La Mordida.
The Bite.
The Bite. Yeah.
That's a fun name.
Yeah, this album I picked up when I was in Puerto Rico, and the record shop that I went to, the owner, I asked, I was like, if there are any records that I should leave with, like from the shop and from Puerto Rico, what should I take? And so this was one of the records he actually gave me, and it's Psychedelic Cumbia. It's so good.
That's the vibe I was getting, because I'm looking at the back cover when you were looking at the front. It's very colorful. It is very much like representante de Puerto Rico, el Caribe. Yeah. It says Go South on the right.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the album. Nice. Vaya Pal Sur.
Nice. So you have a huge collection of records. Did you know there was a record swap here today?
I did.
Yay. Did you get to come by?
No, mostly because my wallet needs a break. I was in Little Rock visiting an old friend before I came to Memphis, and I stopped by a record shop there. If you're ever out in Little Rock, there's this cool record shop called Arkansas Record Exchange.
Nice. You have a broad collection, an array of music. How would you describe your taste in record collection? Like, what genres do you?
Wow. It's definitely a wide range, and I think it just keeps growing as I discover new music. But it started with a lot of funk and soul and R&B and disco. I think that's kind of like my core foundation of music. I gravitated towards that a lot because I know a lot of those elements were also kind of how DJing was birthed, when, you know, I think people playing breaks and having these dance parties and learning how to mix records and blend records. So I gravitated towards that, and then living in New Orleans, I could hear a lot of that too, along with jazz. So
I was about to say, and that influences crosses over into the Latino soul music.
Yeah,
with the jazz, the percussions.
Yeah. So now my I would say that my record collection has that as its core foundation, with now a lot more Latin, electronic music.
It's so diverse. It is.
There's so many subgenres too. I could not list them.
I mean, even like some of the records that you brought tonight, like you have the Afro Latino influence, you have the cumbia, the salsa, everything. So
yeah, I love learning about music too. So I feel like whenever I get the opportunity to, if I, you know, find something that I like, I typically will keep an eye out for it, or, you know, whenever I go dig for records, try to take notes or take pictures of things if I can't always buy it and read up on it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just, it's nice to be able to expand in that way through the, you know, either a tangible like search at a record shop or talking to friends or other music lovers. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do we have coming up?
So coming up, I have an album from this record label called Arieto. And I'm trying to find the cover. Oh, here it is. But it's an orchestra called Son 14. And they are originally from, I believe, Cuba. But the orchestra director, who is also like the pianist and one of the producers of this album, it's Adalberto Alvarez.
El Caballero del Son.
Yeah.
I'm over here. As you're playing, I'm looking up fun
facts.
I'm glad
you are. Thank you, because, you know, it's a lot of information.
It is, but I'm learning with you. So it says Adalberto Alvarez. He's the the músico compositor cubano, and he is famously known as El Caballero del Son, and he modernized el son cubano, which is a popular music of Cuba with African and Spanish influences. So Stephanie is going to play some of that for us here on La Hora del Sazón on WYXR. And call us, leave us a message, 901-460-3031. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know, you know, what do you want to hear next? And give us a shout out. Steph, do you have any shout outs?
Oh, yeah, I actually do. This shout out goes to my nephew, Daniel, who just texted me asking how he can tune into the show. So, send him the website for WYXR. So, hey, yay. Daniel, thanks what for tuning Daniel? In.
Where's Daniel? Is he?
He's in Nashville.
In Nashville. Hey, yeah. Daniel, all the way in Nashville.
I know.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to your tia.
Yes, thanks, Daniel. We both share a love for music, so we like to go dig for records together, and it's very sweet. And so, I
love
appreciate
it. I love it. Bueno, aquí vamos a escuchar Son 14.
Son 14.
WYXR, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Causante que no pueda ser feliz, ¿de qué le sirve besar? qué manera de volver.
Señores, quedó Colombia.
Colombia sin Panamá.
Señores, quedó Colombia.
WYXR, La Hora del Sazón con Talia, aquí con Stephanie Medina. Stephanie, tell us, that was, I felt personally connected to that last one, Colombia Sin Panama.
Yeah, that is off of the album called Vámonos Que Nos Vamos. And that's by a group called Bulla en el Barrio. Mm-hmm. And it's an album that highlights a genre of music known as bullerengues, mm-hmm. bullerengue. A friend of mine in Chicago actually gifted me this record. They put it out on their label, Sonorama, and shout out to them. But it's a really beautiful album, and I was reading up on what bullerengue means, or how that style of music originated, and it's there's a definition here that says it's bullerengue is the sound of resistance and tradition. So this genre music has a lot of meaning in terms of political resistance and cultural preservation, and like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, it originated in the Caribbean coast of Colombia and then also parts of Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, you know, African rhythm inspired, and very, like, you can hear these traditional tribal rhythms that influence this style of music. But yeah, I love this call and response style of music.
Me too. And the song is called Colombia Without Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And around those times, and I told Stephanie behind the scenes, I was like, this is so appropriate. Like, I feel connected to it because our Independence Day, our Panamanian Independence Day from Colombia is coming up November the 3rd. So for many decades, there have been like challenges. I mean, we're at peace now. We are. But I think just when we talk about the history of the regional tensions and the identity de que Panamá a un tiempo fue parte de Colombia during the colonial period, I see why this song was written and created. Like you said, you hear a lot of the Afro influences, because around the coast, in Colombia, Panama, there's a huge influence of the diaspora. So throughout mm-hmm. the music, I hear the drums and, like you said, the call to actions. And it's necessary, I think, just to talk about these things and learn about the context and the history of why some of these musics, these songs evolved.
Yeah, and I think it's also really important to recognize the role and that music has played in political movements mm-hmm. and throughout history.
Yeah.
And how it's such a incredible form of not only self-expression, but just as the definition was describing here, as a resistance, and to preserve what a certain group or country's culture mm-hmm. is. And honor its roots too.
Yeah.
So,
because it's very, the song itself sounds very sentimental. There's some sadness, but at the same time, there's like a huge sense, I think, of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear that through the singer's voice when she sang Colombia sin Panamá. Mm-hmm. It's like lamentando la separación. I can't translate that right now.
mm-hmm. Like honoring or grieving the separation between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was reading up on the group itself. It seems like they maybe originated in 2015, but Bulla en el Barrio, it says that the group's main focus and mission is to recreate the participative energy and vibes of La Rueda, which comes from bullerengue, like these circles or dance groups, mm-hmm. dance circles. And it's a concept, their music, or at least their group is, and the circle itself, or La Rueda, it's a concept that allows people with no prior music experience to clap, sing, dance, socialize, and celebrate life in an open space, which I think is beautiful. And just, you know, I feel like that is what music is in a lot of ways.
This it is. And you said bullerengue, so I started thinking of the word bulla, which means it could be noise, it could be commotion, it could be many things, I think. Just that term in Latin America. I don't know. It's very lively, festive, lots of energy.
Yeah. And I think that's my friend who gave me the record, who helped put this record out, was telling me that is the meaning, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I just thought about the word bulla, but then you can have a lot of bulla if you're celebrating too at a gathering party, whatever.
Yeah.
Bullerengue.
Yeah, boisterous. So yes.
Yeah. So it's B-U-L-L-E. Bullerengue, R-E-N-G-U-E.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's exactly right. My brain, I don't know if this is right, so I could be very wrong, but my brain thought of merengue, but I was like, bulla. So I was like, oh, it's like its own style of
of lively music, because merengue is lively and yeah.
So I could be wrong, but that's where my brain went.
No, but it's a good connection. it's a good connection, linguistic and a cultural connection. I love it. What do we have next? I know I just realized I could keep talking and listening to music forever and ever, and I realized it's almost our time. We only have about 7 minutes left of our hour.
Yeah. So I actually would just love to keep playing music from this album because it's so beautiful. I'm going to play a few more songs from the other side of the record. And some of these songs are a lot of dedications to Mother Nature.
Perfect. And before we transition, Stephanie is coming back in town next Saturday. She's going to be at Central Station around 9 o'clock, so make sure that you check her out. And then also, Stephanie, where can we learn more about you and your upcoming shows and when you'll be back in town, or throughout, because you're all over the country sometimes. You are traveling.
I do like to travel.
Yeah.
I don't know, I like to, when I can center music around it, that's great. But yeah, I usually travel. I have friends that live in so many different cities, and so I'm just someone that really loves to explore new places, or places that I love, that I have people that I love that live there. And yeah,
well, I'm happy you came to Laura El Sazón con Talia. Oh, we were overdue for a reunion.
I'm honored.
Yay.
Yeah, you can I usually try to keep updated on social media, on Instagram. You can find me at Stephanie Medina. Stephanie is S-T-E-P-H-A-N-Y. But on Instagram, it's Stephanie with two Y's and Medina with two A's.
Perfect. So we can make sure that we're following your work. So we're going to listen to The Other Side con... ¿Cómo se llama? Bullerengue.
Bulla en el barrio.
La bulla en el barrio. WYXR 91.7 FM. Laura El Sazón con Talia y Stephanie.